This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday said that it pains his heart when there are attempts to spread violence in society. Speaking at the Christmas celebrations hosted by the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India, CBCI, in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Modi cited Germany's Christmas market attack just a few days ago. He urged people to come together to fight against these challenges. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said that India prioritizes both national interest and human interest in its foreign policy. He said, "Today's India sees it as its duty to bring its citizens to safety, no matter where they are or what crisis they face." On the occasion of National Consumer Day, Union Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi will chair National Consumer Day celebrations in New Delhi today. Mr. Joshi is scheduled to launch various initiatives for the protection of consumer rights. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs in a statement has said the key initiatives include the launch of the eMAP portal, the AI-enabled National Consumer Helpline 2.0, the Jago Grahak Jago app, the Jagriti app and the Jagriti dashboard. This year, the theme for National Consumer Day is virtual hearings and digital access to consumer justice. Ministry of Defence has said that Swarnim Bharat, Virasat aur Vikas will be the theme of Tableau for Republic Day RDC 2025. It added that 15 states and union territories have been selected to showcase their Tableau on the Kartavya Path during the parade. These states include Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Chandigarh, Dadar Nagar Haveli and Daman, and Diu, Goa, Gujarat, Haryana, Jharkhand, Karnataka and among others. In addition, 11 ministries and the Department of Union Government have also been selected for RDC 2025. National Investigation Agency has arrested a key aide of Khalistani terrorist Laghbir Singh and gangster Bachitar Singh from Mumbai in a Punjab terror conspiracy case. According to the NIA, arrested Jatinder Singh is a member of the terror gang formed by foreign-based Laghbir of the banned terrorist organization Babbar Khalsa International. The agency said that Jatinder Singh was providing weapons to on-ground operatives Laghbir and Bachitar in Punjab. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a six-day visit to the United States beginning today. During the visit, he will meet counterparts to discuss key bilateral, regional and global issues. Dr. Jaishankar will also chair a conference of the Consul Generals of India in the USA. Ministry of External Affairs has received a note verbal from the Bangladesh High Commission yesterday in connection with an extradition request. MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "At this time, they have no comment to offer on this matter." The interim government in Bangladesh had sent a diplomatic note to India to send back former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. Since her ouster as the Bangladesh Premier in August, Hasina has been living in India in exile. The Supreme Court has directed the Medical Counseling Committee to conduct a special round of counseling to fill vacant medical seats for National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET undergraduate courses, while noting the acute shortage of doctors in India. A bench of Justices B.R. Gawai and K.V. Vishwanathan further directed that the vacant NRI seats would also be converted into the general category quota and should be filled through the state admission authorities. The court said in its order stated that the precious medical seats should not go waste when the country is facing acute shortage of doctors. It said the admission authorities are therefore directed to hold a fresh stray or special counseling for the seats remaining vacant and complete the admission process before 30th September 2024 in any eventuality. Acclaimed film director Shyam Benegal passed away in Mumbai yesterday. He was 90 years old. Shyam Benegal breathed his last at a private hospital in Mumbai where he had been undergoing treatment for chronic kidney disease. In women's cricket, India will take on the West Indies in the second ODI of the three-match ICC Championship Series at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara today. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. India defeated the visitors by 211 runs in the first ODI played at the same venue on Sunday. The host aims to maintain its momentum after winning T20 International Series 2-1 against the West Indies in Navi Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.